At the epicenter of this historic shift is Indianapolis, which has been officially selected as one of 5 elite USD regional hub sites. Recently, we have seen negative chatter from former employees about the USD reorganization. Vadden posted, under the sweeping plan, the USDA is systematically dismantling its overbloated National Capital Region NCR footprint where staff occupancy in massive complexes like the South Building has cratered while maintenance backlog soared past $1.3 billion. As the multi-month implementation process rolls forward, the message from the top is unmistakable. The era of DC-centric bureaucracy is over, and the Heartland is officially back in the driver's seat. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is firing back against mounting union resistance, delivering an aggressive defense of the sweeping reorganization that promises to pull the agency out of Washington and plant its boots firmly where they belong, right beside the farmers and ranchers who feed the world. At the epicenter of this historic shift is Indianapolis, which has been officially selected as one of 5 elite USD regional hub sites. For Midwest agriculture, the move represents a seismic victory, shifting decision-making power out of high-priced DC cubicles and directly into the heart of America's agricultural engine. Federal union leaders and former agency officials have spent the past week staging online briefings and filing injunction requests in federal court, warning that the shakeup will trigger massive staffing shortages and paralyze core missions like food safety and animal health. In a blistering rebuttal posted on social media, USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vadden called out the critics, making it clear that the agency's leadership is done playing defense against a bloated status quo. Recently, we have seen negative chatter from former employees about the USDA reorganization, Vadden posted. But see, facts matter. Those same employees' names are splattered across emails, memoranda, and other plans across the previous administration to terminate 7,000 employees, reduce the department's services and supports, ignore the Office of Special Counsel findings, and sell federal lands. Recently, we have seen negative chatter from former employees about the USDA reorganization. But see, facts matter. Those same employees' names are splattered across emails, memoranda, and other plans across the previous administration to terminate 7,000 employees. Reduce the pay. Twitter.com/LN29RBL5G. The aggressive pushback follows the release of the comprehensive secretarial memorandum issued by Agriculture Secretary Burke Rollins, outlining the four-pillar overhaul designed to slash staggering bureaucracy, eliminate billions in deferred maintenance, and align the agency's footprint with fiscal reality. Under the sweeping plan, the USDA is systematically dismantling its overbloated National Capital Region NCR footprint where staff occupancy in massive complexes like the South Building has cratered while maintenance backlog soared past $1.3 billion. While the D.C. area currently houses roughly 4,600 employees amid a steep 33.94% federal salary locality rate, the new mandate will cap D.C.-based personnel at no more than 2,000. For Indiana agricultural communities, the Indianapolis hub positions state and regional producers within arm's reach of crucial agency decision-makers, ensuring that farm policy is written by people who understand crop rotations, livestock markets, and rural infrastructure first. And despite the administration's assurances, national labor unions have dug in their heels. During a recent virtual briefing, critics, including former Acting Agriculture Secretary Kevin Shewarnet, forcing thousands of employees to relocate or leave, could gut institutional knowledge, pointing to the contentious 2019 relocation of the Economic Research Service to Kansas City as a cautionary tale. As the multi-month implementation process rolls forward, the message from the top is unmistakable. The era of DC-centric bureaucracy is over, and the Heartland is officially back in the driver's seat.